Hello and welcome to the S-Words Podcast, a roundtable discussion about pop culture subjects, beginning with the letter S. I'm Kevin Chu.
I'm Dunning Nguyen.
Sung Lee.
I'm Lita Cho.
And this week's topic is Arnold Schwarzenegger, the governor of California, former actor and guy with muscles, formerly muscles.
I have a signature. He signs my diploma.
He signed your diploma?
Oh, wow.
Yeah.
Yeah, we were
as
too young.
Oh, right.
He signed diplomas.
Huh. All right, then.
Okay. So this week's topic is Arnold Schwarzenegger, and I'm betting this is going to go into Terminator a lot. Later on, we're going to be talking about Terminator Salvation. There is a reason why. And topics for this show, Arnold in pop culture. I mean, he actually spans a lot of different
Arnold
subjects.
Was pop culture.
Yeah,
for
he
a while.
Is pop culture. He has a whole bunch of films, and he changed over to politics, becoming our governor for quite a while.
Yay!
You can stop now, Lita.
So let's go into the usual question we like to ask each other at the very beginning. When was the first time you saw an Arnold Schwarzenegger movie?
I think the first time I ever saw an Arnold Schwarzenegger movie, I didn't realize it was an Arnold Schwarzenegger movie. I was very young, and I remember seeing a lot of snow, so I'm pretty sure it was Red Heat.
Yeah.
The first time I saw an Arnold Schwarzenegger movie and realized it was Arnold Schwarzenegger, like consciously went, oh, that is a person and he is named Arnold Schwarzenegger, was the first Terminator. And he scared the crap out of me, so I ran out of the room. So, yeah.
Since I'm older than everyone at this table right now.
Conan the Barbarian?
No, probably the first one I ever saw was either Pumping Iron or Hercules in New York.
Hercules in New York.
Which are his first two movies.
Period. It's true.
Wait, Pumping Iron's actually a movie? I thought it was like a workout video.
It's an actual movie. It's a documentary.
Whoa. Oh, okay.
About people who lift weights.
Oh, so it wasn't really about him, but he's in it, right?
He is featured heavily in it.
Oh, okay.
I think that's what pretty much gave him his career, right? It's what gave him his start?
No, Hercules, that made him famous also the fact that he won Mr. Universe seven times in a row, I believe.
He won Mr. Universe? That wasn't
Is there
Mr.
still
Universe?
Mr. Universe?
Have you seen what Arnold looked like when he was younger?
No.
He was He-Man.
His muscles had muscles.
This is not
That's
the same
gross.
as the Miss Universe contest, which is about beauty. This is about bodybuilding.
Yeah. Is it still around? Probably,
yeah.
Right?
Yeah.
Wow.
He actually quit because he just found it too easy because he was winning every year.
Oh my god.
Wow.
Lita?
I think my first movie I saw of him was Junior. It was really bad, but it was always on those cable shows and I would just sit there like, what is this movie about? I'll just watch it. It's a bad movie now that I've watched it when I was older. So yeah, I watched Terminator and Terminator 2, like way older. Actually, Kevin showed it to me because he was
like,
you
never saw it?
Wasn't
the first time you seen T2 was with me.
Well, I've seen like parts of it, but I never seen the whole movie.
Okay. All right. And for me, the first time I saw Arnold Schwarzenegger was in Kindergarten Cop.
Yeah.
We had it in the library back then and yeah. That's just sort of how it started, and I was like, oh, it's the big guy, and he's funny, and he also kills people in other movies. That's pretty much it. I actually don't recall him. I don't really recall how I started knowing about him. It's
Me
just
either.
Sort of like everyone knew that name.
Yep.
Somehow just popped up. It was just as knowable to a kid as like Coca-Cola or G.I. Joe.
Yeah, like the quote,
I remember
like...
spending a couple days making sure I remembered how to spell his name because I was a spelling bee kid.
Yeah, I should note that I'm not old enough to have seen like Hercules in New York when it first came out. I just saw it a lot when I was on television a lot.
Yeah, and I felt like that whole like the Austrian German accent thing. Like I knew about that, but before I knew what he was like in Simpsons and things like that.
With yeah. Rainier Wolf Castle.
Yeah. Everyone actually knows the quote, I'll be back. And even as a kid, you didn't really know where it came from. You just said it.
I knew Sayonara Baby before I knew about that quote, actually. It was really weird.
Sayonara Baby?
Where's that from?
I don't know.
I think that's from something, like some 80s thing.
He said it, though, didn't he? Hasta la vista, yeah, that was it. It was Hasta la vista. Yeah, sorry.
That makes so much more sense, Hasta la vista, baby.
Yeah. I know about like Hasta la vista, baby, but I didn't know where that was from, but I just said it.
Yeah, I always remember those kind of quotes, and you just be like, yeah, that's what you say when you're cool, but you're like, I don't know what that means. Anyways.
Was that originally from T2, or did he say that before?
I don't know if he said it in Terminator. I can't remember.
I think
it was T2, right?
Yeah.
In Terminator, he says,
"I'll be back."
I'll be back.
The first time he says, "I'll be back."
Yeah.
And T2 also brings us, "Come with me if you want to live."
Yes.
Oh, yes.
And he'll live. And your foster parents are dead.
Your foster parents.
Your parents are dead. So anyway,
how's Wolfie? Wolfie's fine, dear. Your foster parents are dead. Okay, so Arnold Schwarzenegger's filmography. He's actually had quite the career, starting with Hercules in New York, which is actually, Dom, you know more about this than I do.
Why do I know about this?
Because you've seen it.
I haven't seen it
No,
either.
Actually, I've seen more of it.
I've seen it multiple times on television.
I've seen, like, mostly just clips of a very young Arnold Schwarzenegger and his dub actor.
So, yeah. Dom, I mean, not Dom, so Sung, tell us about it, because...
So it's a pretty standard story of Hercules. He wants to visit New York. So he goes to New York and he enters weightlifting competitions and he wins them all because he's Hercules. And he goes around and he's dubbed very badly by American guy. I don't know.
That's the main thing I remember about it. Is the bad dub.
And then eventually in the movie, as is pretty standard, he loses his powers for a while. I don't remember how he gains them back, but he does. And then I can't remember the plot anymore. It's been like so long.
And there's a girl involved and he falls in love.
I like to note that in some country, this movie is called Hercules Goes Bananas.
Thanks.
Oh, the 70s.
Yeah.
Okay, so after that, it took a while before he really got into something really big, and that would be in 1982 when he was Conan the Barbarian.
Yes.
I have seen that film lately, at least in the last 5 years, and I never feel like that movie aged very well.
No. I mean, doesn't that one have... Isn't that the one with James Earl Jones?
Yes, where he becomes a snake man.
Yeah, yeah.
Oh, boy. But it was like a big deal. I'm kind of surprised that we don't hear about it that much anymore, other than that there's a planned remake from Brett Ratner. Oh, boy.
Oh, baby.
Oh, God.
Oh, baby.
Let it die, please.
Him and G should make a movie. It'll be awesome.
You know, people don't really realize that that's actually based off a comic, though.
Yeah, yeah.
Yeah, and there was a TV show, too, as well, I used to watch.
But like,
oh, it was a novel.
It was a bunch of novels.
Yeah.
The thing about the image of Conan the Barbarian was always with Arnold Schwarzenegger, and then... I mean, yeah, they made a sequel, Conan the Destroyer, which pretty much has been forgotten over time. Maybe that's why they don't pursue it anymore.
Oh, God, I'd forgotten about that. Thanks.
Basketball players make movies great.
Just like Game of Death.
And Space Jam. Yeah!
Let's never speak about Space Jam ever again.
What's that movie, Double Team or whatever?
Well, that was a Jean-Claude Van Damme movie in the first place, so it can't get worse.
Oh, it had Dennis Rodman.
Yes, it did.
Okay, and then 1984, which is actually the same year that he did the dud of a sequel with Conan, was The Terminator, and the icon and his image was set, and that's still what everyone remembers him for.
That's although, why they call him the Governator.
Yeah. Still, the first Terminator, I don't know, like, how many people really, when they think about The Terminator, think about that first movie?
I do.
But I would say, like, in the general public, if the general public was to think about Terminator, all the scenes they'll remember are from T2, right?
Because it's newer.
And also because he's a good guy.
Yeah, like, I always see him as a good guy. I didn't know that in Terminator 1 that he was the villain at all.
It's not. He wasn't just a villain. He was the villain. He was, like I said, one of the first times I saw Arnold Schwarzenegger, he was the Terminator. He scared me. I cried and ran out of the room. Because I was like 4.
Well, like, yeah. When I was little, I remember him being the good guy. Though
he was the good guy in everything but Terminator.
Yeah, that's why I'm trying to think of like all.
No. This I can also credit you for forgetting this because it doesn't really exist. But Batman and Robin, he was Mr. Freeze.
It never happened.
Batman and Robin. Well, Mr. Freeze was not a bad guy. He's a misunderstood character.
He's played very, very, very few villains in his career.
Yeah. And it was a conscious choice on his part. I mean, you know.
Yeah.
All right. So, you know, after Terminator, we also got Commando in 1985. Mostly a movie about one-liners.
Alyssa Milano is like one of her earliest roles.
I think so. But yeah, I mean, it's a trademark Arnold Schwarzenegger movie through the one-liners. That's all everyone remembers through
it's
about
him. It's a classic
him.
80s movie.
Yeah.
Just about a guy going...
Commando.
Killing people.
Just going around killing a bunch of people that he has no business killing. But he kills them because he can.
Including such one-liners as after Arnold Schwarzenegger throws a guy into a pipe, he says, "Let off some steam."
Yes.
Also,
my favorite from that movie is "Don't disturb this guy; he's dead tired."
Oh yes. Yes.
Or it's something like that. I can't remember the exact quote.
Such lines. I mean, yeah. And then you know.
Oh, and the line the general says, "Leave anything for us," and he says, "Just bodies." All right.
Well, who was this written by? Like,
actually, there's a theory that also Jeff Loeb had something to do with the script for this movie.
Oh, I think I heard that, yeah.
Yes, and then he was like, and then they totally destroyed my script and turned it into what you see now.
Horrible.
But yeah, actually, Commando is a worthwhile film to see if you and your friends are drinking a lot of beer or just feeling very silly for the night.
Any game, every bolt that's fired, take a shot.
Yeah.
No, you don't want to die.
Don't be responsible for alcohol poisoning, son. That's not good.
So you get one of those big tubs of Jelly Belly from Costco, and for every bullet fired, you eat a jelly bean, and whoever loses the most teeth by the end of the night wins.
Whoever just goes into diabetic shock.
All right, and then he actually kind of had a few duds like Raw Deal, The Running Man, and Red Heat. But,
I like Running Man, though.
Yeah, it's okay. It's not like something that is so great.
Okay, it's not really a star.
The one big thing about The Running Man is that, what do they call him, like the Butcher of Bakersfield?
I don't remember.
Like one of those two. Anyways, I was living in Bakersfield at that time, so that was a big deal. It's like, this is Bakersfield. Like one of the first big movies that they ever mentioned. The name Bakersfield.
It's because there's nothing to do in Bakersfield. Yeah.
Seriously.
All right, but also in between there, he came out with a little movie called Predator, which was like Commando, but with an alien.
He was Predator? No way.
He's the main character. He's the main character that isn't a predator. Yes.
You know, okay. Get to the chopper.
Oh yeah, yeah.
I can never remember. Was Jim Brown in that one? No, he wasn't.
No. You are thinking of. You're thinking of, from Rocky.
Apollo Creed. What was his name? Carl Weathers.
Carl Weathers. There you go.
Carl Weathers and Jesse the Body Ventura.
Yes.
I must have missed that on IMDb.
Was he governor of Florida or?
Who?
No. Jesse Minnesota. Ventura. Minnesota.
Minnesota.
Yeah, Minnesota.
Okay.
When he became Jesse the Mind Ventura.
But also he went on to start doing some comedies in which he played with Danny DeVito in Twins, late 80s.
I'm your twin.
And then that's
I'm your brother. I'm your twin brother.
Then that sort of spun out into all these things like Kindergarten Cop, Last Action Hero, Junior.
Yeah.
But then also during that time, he had his peak, in which I've forgotten about this, but Total Recall came out just 1 year before T2.
Wow.
Two really big back-to-back hits. And then in 1993, he did The Last Action Hero. So the funny thing about Last
isn't as bad as people.
No, it's not a bad film. The funny thing about Last Action Hero is that summer was supposed to be Arnold Schwarzenegger's. He was supposed to make a ton of money with that movie, but then this guy that makes movies about dinosaurs made a movie about dinosaurs. Well, he doesn't make movies about dinosaurs. He made a movie about dinosaurs that pretty much rocked the whole summer. It's the summer blockbuster genre again.
Yeah,
and. People forgot about Arnold in favor of CG dinosaurs.
I bet Arnold secretly hates him. Secretly.
Yeah. No. Actually, Arnold has never worked with Steven Spielberg.
Never.
That's interesting to know.
That is interesting.
Wait, I might be wrong.
No, they haven't.
Okay. Just checking. Okay.
Yes, because Lita is such a great fact-checking engine.
No, I'm serious.
I'm really trying to think about it. I don't think they've ever worked together.
The only time they worked together was like, an episode of Tiny Toons, some guy voiced his voice. That was it.
Oh, maybe that is some sort of technicality.
I don't know.
Anyways. And then there was this sort of like after Junior, which actually didn't do as well. He had Eraser, which was his like pretty much his last really kind of liked hit. Because after that, we got Jingle All the Way, Batman and Robin, End of Days, The Sixth Day.
Not his fault.
Really. Wasn't it his $20 million fault? He got $20 million for that movie. He's in it for like 20 minutes.
Oh my god.
He's barely in it.
$1 million a minute. I wish I could charge that.
I remember someone calculated like how much he got paid per word for Terminator 2, and that was quite a lot.
Yeah. But then, you know, 6 day collateral damage. He tried to come back with Terminator 3. Then he just became a governor.
I think that's pretty
Where
good.
Where in there is True Lies again?
True Lies is in there. It's during the Junior and Last Action Hero time. So he was still coming. He was still on, like, the hills during that time.
Yeah.
Last Action Hero did tank a lot. But True Lies brought him back because James Cameron can always bring him back.
Yeah.
You know, I think it's pretty good when you're a failed actor. You can just be like, oh, I want to go into politics and become the governor of a big, like the biggest state, the biggest, most populated state of the United States. And then he's talking about trying to be president, even though he wasn't born here. I remember there was a phase of them.
Yeah, there was some sort of talk.
Desperate. Let's move on. Let's not talk about politics.
Well, actually, we're now going into the subject. He changed over to politics. So yeah. Do you remember that time when it happened? Because like...
It was when Gray Davis made a mistake, and then yeah, he
made a series of mistakes, yeah. Let's just say that.
Yeah, but like it was a good opening for him to come in and like...
My one thing I remember the most about that time
Gary Coleman was part of that election.
Yeah, yes. That was funny.
I was so sick of every single newspaper running the headline Total Recall.
Yes.
It was just like, okay, guys, stop.
My favorite.
Enough.
My favorite from that era was The Onion, where it's like, who can you vote for? One of them was, you know, Gary Coleman. One of them was Arnold Schwarzenegger. One of them was Gray Davis with a fake mustache. Dave Gravis.
Dave Gravis.
But actually, I remember I was able to vote during that time. I didn't vote for Arnold, but...
I didn't vote for Arnold either. I voted for, like, that Democratic...
Yeah, the Gray Davis's guy. Yeah.
Anyway.
Yeah, and then now he's our governor of California, and really nobody cares that much anymore.
Well, they care because the budget's in a crap hole.
Yeah. No more politics. No more politics.
Okay. Well, I mean, like, nobody cares that it's that he's an actor being our governor. I mean, yeah, they care about what he's doing, but like that whole like shock of an actor becoming a politician is kind of just
that kind of went away with
gone.
Reagan.
Yeah. All right, I know what this is really going to go into, and a lot of this subject is really about this. But Terminator 2.
Yeah, let's just talk about Terminator 2.
And I mean, it's about. Also it's fine to talk about it now because this is the beginning of the summer, and Terminator 2 really set forth that whole. Summer action movie. It really defined what that was, and it's still a very, very timeless movie today.
It still holds up, which is so surprising.
Like, it's still
not that surprising.
It's still so much better than
a
lot of summer movies.
Well, no, it's James Cameron. He knows how to spend money.
Yep.
He knows how to spend it in the right places.
Yep.
So that you're not like, how did this cost $150 million? And then Hugh Jackman's like, I don't know. Not that we're naming movies.
Yeah, Hugh Jackman will go, I don't know, while he's lighting a cigar with a $100 bill.
Because
it makes it taste better.
Oh my god, the T-1000 looks so good still. Oh my god.
Oh, it reminds me of, if you ever watched Kevin Smith's Thrievening with Kevin Smith, his third one, he explains his experience on Live Free or Die Hard, and in that thing, he actually explains where a lot of money goes.
Oh, so where does
And where did it go?
It
Food?
Goes into what is called, what he called, or what the people on the set called the Bruce Willis time, which is everything goes and Bruce Willis's pace. So like his scene with the warlock scene was, which should have taken a couple of hours, took 5 days
to shoot.
Yes.
What scene is this?
The season where he meets Kevin Smith in Live Free or Die Hard.
You haven't seen this movie.
Oh, okay.
Yeah.
It's also hard to find because it kind of doesn't exist.
Oh, right. 5 days?
Yeah.
To
and
shoot a shot?
I remember him saying the number of, like, how much it costs per day just to run the filming.
Yeah.
And it's some, like, insane, like, $300,000 or something like that. And, yeah, it took them 5 days to shoot a scene of three people talking.
Why? Why?
It's the $1.5 million scene.
All right, let's keep going.
That's why I don't want big stars in my movie.
That's why you don't want real people in your movies.
Yeah.
You're just going to animate them all.
Yeah, exactly. They do what I say.
Wow.
Then mine decides to crash on you and you cry.
How do you remember Terminator 2? Do you What do you remember the most about it?
I remember the big deal of the CG liquid.
Yeah, thing, ILM made which, a big mark movie.
They first tried it with The Abyss, I believe. Was yes. The first one.
James Cameron, yeah, too.
James Cameron as well. He was one who pioneered that, and then they really
perfected it in T2. Right. And I think that's what, like, a lot of people say, like, that's why they want to go to visual effects, because of that movie. Like, every time I talk to someone who is in visual effects, it's like, the reason why I went to visual effects is because of Terminator 2. And maybe that robot.
You know, I saw Terminator 2 when I was very, very young. My mom had rented it, and yeah, all I remember from that movie until I was much older and I rewatched it was Arnold Schwarzenegger. I don't remember really anything else in it. Even with the whole, you know, the liquid metal, Robert Patrick, yeah, I kind of remember. You don't remember his face. You remember the actual liquid metal itself. But there's this presence about Arnold Schwarzenegger in his movies that, like, it's the movie is really him. It doesn't matter what he's playing. And I just don't see... I don't see how you can make a Terminator movie without Arnold Schwarzenegger, but also, you know, I can't see them making it without James Cameron. It seems like those two.
They just did, and it was
they did it twice.
Yeah,
but like I feel like that's James Cameron is like one of those few action directors that's also really good at telling a story, because we saw Terminator Salvation. I felt like the action was really like. Kevin, you thought the action was really good too. Like, the sequences themselves were really well paced, but the story was
really... Well, there was not really anything going on. We'll talk about that when we take our thoughts on Terminator Salvation later on. But let's go into this. I had each one of you create a list of your top three Arnold Schwarzenegger movies that aren't Terminator 2.
All right.
Actually, I should mention another thing I remember about Terminator 2, which was back before Terminator 2 came out, I was a really big Guns N' Roses fan. And they hadn't come out with anything for a long time after their Lies album. Actually, it wasn't really an album. It was kind of a mini album. But then, like, there was a big deal about them having a song on Terminator 2, which was You Could Be Mine. So I was really excited about that, too.
Was it in the movie?
Yeah. It's early on when John Connor, like, he takes the bike out and
keeps driving. And they have the little boombox thing,
they
right?
They had the song going at that time.
Oh, okay. All right, so your top three Arnold movies that aren't Terminator 2. Dom, you want to start us with number three?
My number three is Twins. I loved it.
Julius Benedict.
Yes.
You know what's funny about Twins is that there still is no proper DVD release. The only DVD release out there is still just in full screen. There is no widescreen version.
Wow.
Lame.
And it's kind of surprising to me because, like, people will buy that movie. I don't know why they can't release it in a proper way or even just say, it's a special edition. It has the trailer in it now. $20, please.
I would pay $20 for that movie.
I know you'd pay a lot for that movie.
I mean, one of your birthday gifts to me was once, what is it? It was Rumble Roses.
Oh, my God.
Yes, for $360.
For 360, but what you did was you printed out the cover for Twins and stuck it in the slipcase.
So you open it, you're like, wow, awesome! And then you saw what it really was, and you're like, oh. Don't deny it. I remember there was this one conversation we had while playing 360 at your place where you're like, Rumble Roses seems like so terrible, but I want to try it. So now you have it. And you probably still have never tried it.
Nope.
All right, Sung?
My number three is my favorite of his sci-fi movies that's actually set in the future, and that is Total Recall.
A very good one.
Mm-hmm.
Get your ass to Mars.
Yeah, it's definitely the best out of those movies, like out of like The Sixth Day and all those other ones.
I've never seen it. Kevin's...
I have it.
Oh,
I have Total Recall.
Okay. Maybe that wasn't Total Recall, but you said that was a horrible movie.
I also remember reading the book, and I don't remember
if Kevin ever said that Total Recall was a horrible movie, I would have to slap him.
I've never said that.
Yeah, exactly. That's
I know Six Day is a terrible movie.
Yeah, and there's always that image of him as, I think, an ugly old woman, and then he takes off the...
Oh, yeah. That weird mask thing that looks doesn't look at all like the old
woman. Surprise!
Man, Total Recall was just so fun. It wasn't trying to be serious, and they were just let's play with gadgets.
It had like this whole like is this real or not thing going with it.
Well, it was based on a
novel.
No, it was based on a short story by what was his name?
Philip K. Dick.
Yes,
really. He really wrote that?
We can recall it for you wholesale. The guy who did Android's Dream of Electric Sheep.
It was just like science fiction, short films about identity.
There are a lot of...
Philip K. Dick?
There are a lot of them like that, yeah.
Okay. Yeah, nerd points up.
Random guesses.
Yeah, I know.
Well, I was just trying to remember his name because I haven't actually had to say his name in a while.
Okay.
I was like, Kafka. Wait, no, that's
Kafka.
Dumb. No, I'm kidding. I
remember that part where Arnold wakes up as the cockroach, and he's like, what the hell?
Yep.
Arnold Schwarzenegger is
the cockroach.
The cockroach.
Okay, so my number three is, I wrote Predator.
Yeah!
That's the one with Get to the Chopa, right?
Get to the Chopa.
I love the creatures, and yeah, that movie was really, I remember being really gory for some reason.
Was gory.
Yeah,
yes, it was.
I think that was one
as a kid, I was like, wow, there's a lot of inside-out skins.
And also, remember the part where he rips someone's head off and its spine attached? Oh, yeah.
Oh, that's right.
Yeah, see, okay, so I remember watching that
and the part
10.
Where he's in the mud.
No, not 10. I was 7, and I was watching Predator. I think that's why
you got to watch it when you were that young?
Yeah, well, like, I was like, that's why I can't watch gore anymore, because I'm, like, really freaked out. I think I have nightmares.
God, Predator is the reason why we can't watch gory movies.
Sorry, man.
The reason I can't watch gory movies is Dawn of the Dead, so I have a better excuse. I'm kidding.
Hey, I was 7.
I got desensitized by gory movies, because I had 2 older brothers.
Yeah.
See, I didn't get desensitized for some reason.
It's because you don't have 2 older brothers.
Inside Out skins.
Shut up. No, I don't want to mention. Now I'm getting nightmares.
Okay. But Predator, I really like Predator when I think more and more about it. Yeah. When I first saw it, I was like, yeah, it's okay.
I don't remember what it's being, but I remember like thinking the monsters were cool. Then they started like tearing
killing people.
Yeah.
What? Monsters killing people.
And then the monster looks at the camera and is like, you're next. And then the hand comes out of the TV.
That's Monsters vs. Aliens.
With
no,
Predator.
As
Kevin, we should watch that.
Hey, Monsters vs. Aliens vs. Predator is a great idea. In 3D.
Yes.
I don't know how that would work, DreamWorks. But
make it work.
Make it happen.
I don't know. Okay, my number three is Arnold as Harry Tasker in True Lies. True Lies is actually one of my favorite Arnold roles, even though it kind of gets buried away quite often. And
Elijah
it's just Dishku. I know.
Tia Carrere.
Yeah. And it's just like, you know, James Cameron's like, you know what? James Bond is boring now. So I'm going to make my own, and it's going to be great. And it was great.
House husband.
Yes. I love True Lies.
That movie was very progressive for its time.
There's so many good little jokes in there, too. It's like, he will be Boris. What'll I be, Natasha? No. Doris.
Oh, yeah, Lita, you've never seen True Lies. Oh, I've been meaning to show it to you for so long.
I haven't seen that in a very, very long time.
It was on cable recently, so I watched it again.
It still holds up. But the other story I remember that was that my parents had rented it, and I was gonna watch it, and what was it? They had to go pick up, I think, my grandmother from the airport, but it got delayed for a while, so I just watched it on my own, and it was one of the first few movies I've watched when it was 10 p.m., and I was like, I'm watching a movie now, but I have to go to sleep. And I got to watch it, and I was like, wow, this movie is really long. It's like 2 hours and 20 minutes. So it's like past midnight, I'm like, I want to finish watching the movie, but I don't know if I should go to sleep or not.
My funny story about True Lies is that, like I said, I was watching it on cable recently, and of all the things that they mosaic out, it's that scene where Jamie Lee Curtis is doing the striptease, but they only do it for her ass. They don't mosaic out anything else in that scene. But
I'm surprised they even mosaic anything from it.
They did.
Nowadays, it's not really that revealing for anything.
Nope.
Well, anyways, that's my number three. So, Don, what is your number two?
My number two is Last Action Hero.
With the golden ticket.
With the golden ticket. But it also had a bunch of really funny things where...
It's a fun movie.
It is a fun movie.
My question for you, what's the one funny thing that you remember? And I'm pretty sure that it's going to be the same thing between you and me, the same thing.
Well, for me, it's that kid's fantasy of Arnold Schwarzenegger as Hamlet.
Oh, this is not the same.
It's not the same.
To be or not to be.
That's the question.
No, he just says not to be.
Yeah, I know. Actually, the thing I was thinking about is I love how he comes to the kids' world and they go to the video store and they're looking around and then they see the big poster of Terminator 2 and it's Stallone on it.
Yeah.
And I was like, this is one of the most brilliant jokes I've seen in a while. I love that. And I wish they actually did more of those kind of things.
Well, that was back because of Planet Hollywood.
Yeah, I know.
Yeah. Which
remember actually, Planet Hollywood?
Yeah, we haven't even mentioned yet. Which was the joint venture between Schwarzenegger, Stallone, and Willis.
Yeah. Willis. And they have, what, three more in the United States now? I think one's in Hawaii.
I know they closed a bunch.
Yeah, they closed, out of the nine they had, they closed six more. So I think there's three left. But there's a lot in other places, like Japan has like two or something. It's really strange.
I've been to a few of them.
I have been to very few of them, and I'm oddly proud of that.
So what was the whole deal with Planet Hollywood? It was just going to be like they have movie memorabilia and you just ate in the place?
Yeah, it was kind of the movie version of Hard Rock Cafe.
Yeah, that's all it was.
What's the appeal of eating at the Hard Rock Cafe?
Because you get to see all the... It's just like a diner with a bunch of like cool like signature...
It's like an Applebee's, but the crap is amusing.
And also, I remember like one thing about Planet Hollywood was it had... Austrian food as well, because Arnold Schwarzenegger wanted to incorporate that. Yeah.
Oh, I've never. I didn't
some
remember
of his
that.
Favorite dishes, apparently. I don't. I don't remember.
I also heard Austrian food
I was really
food
little
is,
at the time, but yeah.
I heard Austrian food is really bad, apparently, though. But apparently.
Wolfgang Puck is from Austria.
Let's keep going. So yeah, that's my number two is Last Action Hero, which is a surprisingly unbad movie.
Unbad.
It's unbad. It's not good, but it's unbad.
Did you say it's average?
No.
Unbad is a fun word. Unbad.
It's not really average. It's unbad.
What's ungood?
Ungood is where it's not quite good, but it's not quite mediocre either.
Jingle All the Way?
Sure. Sung?
All right, my number two is the classic Conan the Barbarian, not the Destroyer. But yeah, it's an epic. He gets to fight a giant snake.
That's also James Earl Jones.
That is James Earl Jones.
Do you remember that
fight Darth Vader?
Remember that scene where they're doing the chant, right? And then they keep cutting back to James Earl Jones, and he starts becoming more snake-like. But there's these few frames in between where it's like this weird combination of him and the snake, and I'm like, what am I watching? What is this?
Yeah, and then like there's the I can't remember the speech, but it's like he goes that king guy asks him like, "What is best in life?" And then he has that great speech of like,
"To see your enemies driven before you, to hear the lamentations of their women.
Sorry, to crush your enemies, I believe, right? Yeah. And see them driven before you, and then to hear the lamentation of their women.
Something like that. Yeah, that's
taken from a Genghis Khan
line.
That's
one of my favorite lines in the movie.
Nice. Okay, so my number two is Eraser.
Ooh, where he shoots a crocodile.
That was fun.
the one thing I remember from Eraser is the weapons.
Like, you remember the ball that comes up in the air then shoots nails at every direction?
I was like, I thought that was
isn't
crazy.
Isn't that basically a claymore mine?
But no, it slides in and it shoots the ball into the air. It kind of hovers there and then shoots nails out. Like a nail sphere.
Like a boss.
Like a grenade? No, I'm just kidding.
I remember when I was a kid, my mom and I were going to the movies, and there was two movies that you could have seen. I was like, it was either The Hunchback of Notre Dame, which was that Disney movie, and Eraser. I was like, can we see Eraser? She's like, yeah, whatever. So we went and saw Eraser, and I was like, this movie is awesome! Screw your Hunchback of Notre Dame. And you know, I actually went back and I saw Hunchback of Notre Dame. I have no problems with it. It's an okay movie, but Eraser was like machismo, you know?
And people are gonna write in saying it's Notre Dame, not Notre
it was
Dame.
Rated R, right?
Sorry, Notre Dame.
Whatever.
I'm an American fool.
Yeah.
It was rated R, right?
Like, yes.
Just like how it's Eric Banya.
Yeah,
shut up.
I think I remember when I was like 11 and me and my friend snuck in and it was like, oh, we're doing something bad. And it was not
that. See, the Eraser? The violence
is... rated R movie. Barton Fink.
Barton Fink.
I don't remember anything about Eraser besides those cool weapons.
Yeah, the weapons and shooting the crocodile.
Yeah,
And I was like, what else do you remember about the Eraser? I remember in the first 10 minutes, oh, he kills a guy by breaking his neck in the fridge, right?
Oh, I remember that.
I remember that was one of those movies where my friends and I were like, you remember Eraser? Yeah, he breaks a lot of necks in that movie. It's just like, it's so easy. Just grab it and twist.
So easy.
Because that's how it is in real life, obviously.
I miss movies where they just twist people's necks all the time.
You don't like Spock's chop?
What do you mean?
Spock's chop?
Oh, I don't see.
Metal Gear Solid 4 is like that, where it's a movie, and every once in a while someone breaks a neck.
I shoot everyone.
Oh, you do?
Yes.
No, Spock squeezes them back. They don't die. They just pass.
Oh, the Vulcan neck pinch?
Yeah, sure.
What do you mean, yeah, sure?
Yeah, whatever.
Yeah, that thing that Vulcans do to the neck.
Not as cool as the Force. The Force is cooler, right?
Force. You know that thing with the Force where you choke people? I think it's called like a Force strangle people thing move.
Yeah. Yeah. It's when you send the midichlorians through the air and they kill them. tiny little midichlorians with their tiny little midichlorian arms working together to twist his neck and shoot lightning.
Wait, were midichlorians?
No. Midichlorians don't exist.
Okay.
The Force is just bacteria floating in your bloodstream.
Look, if you're not going to take this seriously, I'm going to leave.
The Empire will be defeated by Ewoks.
That's highly improbable.
Yay, Star Wars. That's next week's topic, by the way.
Right.
Wait for the 3 to 4 hour show for that one. I don't know how I'm going to edit that.
You're not going to edit it. You're just going to let it go through. You'll fix it in post.
It'll be Kevin sitting in his room. Post. Star Wars, yeah!
I'm not actually making a movie. I hate the term. Let's just fix it in post. That's evil. That's an evil term. Fix it in post. Anyways, fix it in post.
Okay. And my number two. Dom has already taken my number two. It's Julius Benedict from Twins.
Didn't Lita have to have a two in there?
Eraser!
The discussion went so far, I feel like I completely forgot.
Oh, yeah, that was a plot of Eraser. It erases people's memories.
Yeah. In Eraser, she's had her identity stolen.
Yeah, that's...
just like in Philip K. Dick's story.
Yeah, Total Recall, where he has his identity stolen.
And then, the T-1000 comes in and kills everyone.
And takes their stolen identity.
And then their spines. Because the T-1000 is an alien. It's come to Earth to take spines.
And then the Predator comes in to kill the alien to hunt it down and take their spine back.
I remember this movie. There was a lot of neck twisting.
And don't forget where Jason Statham had to take spines or he would die.
Oh yeah, he had to inside out the guy's skin. I remember that.
And then James Earl Jones came in with a snake. For some reason, I don't know.
He put these snakes on this plane.
Jason Statham as an air marshal. And I think Vin Diesel was the president and they kidnapped his daughter.
You know what's the best thing is that Jason Statham's going to be working with Arnold Schwarzenegger in the new movie, The Expendables, with Sylvester Stallone. All they need is Bruce Willis.
Yes.
But how is he going to be the governor and working on a movie?
I don't know.
Yeah.
All right.
He's said he's going to do it. I think he's supposed to show up in a video, so I think he's just going to film it in his house.
Sacramento.
He's like, hey, Stallone, I finished making my part of the movie. How should I send it to you? XVID or DivX? I don't know. How do you convert these?
Let's go with high 8.
No, it's H264.
Okay. My number two was from Twins.
Twins. Why did you like Twins?
Because it has twins.
Yes.
No, I'm kidding. I like the comedy for Arnold Schwarzenegger. Yeah. I think he actually should do it some more. And, you know, it's one of the few times I remember Danny DeVito still in his heyday when before we forgot him. And he went on It's Always Sunny in Philadelphia, which is a great show, plugging it. Great. And that's why.
All right.
I love comedy, especially with Arnold.
Why? Can you guess what my number one is based on
Jingle All the Way?
No.
Junior.
Oh, his best comedy, End of Days.
What?
Where he fights the devil. Remember, the devil can only attack New York at midnight. New York time. They predicted this back in the day when there was no New York and time.
No.
Exactly midnight. Which is really 9 p.m. for us.
6 days? What?
The sixth day.
Look, guys, seriously.
Speed 2.
I'm not even in that. No, my favorite Arnold Schwarzenegger movie is Kindergarten Cop.
Oh, not Speed 2.
Because he's just so out of place in that movie. And they play it up so well. It's like, are you sure you cut out for this job?
Yes. My father was a cop. My mother was a cop's wife.
It's like, so weird.
I love that movie. I haven't seen it in so long.
I saw it. I don't know.
That's also
that. I don't.
The main girl was.
I thought it was someone famous.
I don't know.
Anyways. That's also another Arnold movie that isn't in widescreen, I believe.
Really?
Yeah, I think it's only in full screen. No, so that's why I haven't picked it up. The girl is Penelope Ann Miller.
Oh, okay. She was big in the 80s and 90s.
Oh, this was directed by Ivan Reitman.
Yeah.
Wow.
Who was that? Who did you
have? A bunch of comedies that you'll remember.
Like what?
Like Ghostbusters.
Oh, like Ghostbusters.
And he also produced Space Jam.
Really?
Can we stop now? I like Kindergarten Cop. I like the kids. I like how Arnold Schwarzenegger does so badly with the kids at first.
And in the end, they love.
The thing I remember as a kid watching that was like at the end of the fist fight in the bathroom, I was like, wow, this is really violent.
Not so tough without your car, are you?
I remember the kids asking me about female body parts.
Yes. Boys have a penis and girls have a vagina.
What?
That's a line from the movie.
Yeah, PG.
All right. Okay. So what's your song?
My number one is Predator. I just like the fact that for a one-on-one matchup, Arnold Schwarzenegger has to go up with either, what's it called, cyborgs from the future, or aliens, or a giant snake.
Bam. Just wait till he fights a giant spider.
Wait till he fights a giant snake from the future.
That's an alien cyborg.
Yes, an alien cyborg snake.
Played by Tia Carrera.
What?
Yes.
There's going to be a lot of neck breaking in that one.
Yeah, it's really one of my favorite action movies.
Cool.
It's a very good action movie.
And
the
Predator was a really original alien, at least for the time. I mean, it's been duplicated and whatever multiple times now, but yeah, very cool alien.
Okay, so my number one, I put Cars.
Because of his one voice role?
Yes, it was really good. I don't remember.
Oh, come on.
Wonderful.
I am vetoing your choice, Lita. You have to have a real reason other than the fact that he had like a line in Cars.
Okay.
In Cars, he plays the governor.
Whatever. Fine.
The governor.
Okay, fine. I'll put Junior.
He's actually named Sven, the governator. Ooh. Yeah? Yeah?
Fine.
Yeah, I think he accepts. Okay, you're good.
I can put Junior as my number one because I think that's the one movie I've watched more times than all.
So how come you've seen Junior so many times?
It's on TV all the time, and in summer I had nothing to do.
So was there like the All Junior channel?
No, I don't know. Every time I decided to watch TBS, it's always Junior playing.
I think that's one of the few movies I haven't seen of it.
Oh, really?
Wow.
Yeah, I don't think even TBS will play that anymore.
It's Twins with pregnancy and no twins.
Unless he was pregnant with twins.
I don't know like what channel should it. Maybe it was channel like some random Lifetime? Local channel, but it was always like playing every time I changed it, and I was like, oh, this is fine enough, I'll watch it again, whatever, I'm too lazy. But it was pretty good. I mean I liked it.
Okay, my number one is Predator.
Good.
Yeah, Kevin follows the usual trends. Predator is an awesome movie.
You can
tell it holds up so well. People still remember it. And it's also like not one of those movies that the general public just remembers. It's really the people that really like movies that still remember Predator and still realize
it's a really good story. Like, I don't remember anything.
No, it's very simple.
It's a simple story told very well.
Yeah.
Who directed it?
Oh, Lita, with your questions.
Yeah, I mean, it's
1987. He directed it. Yeah. No, it was John McTiernan, of course, who did Die Hard.
Oh, okay.
Which is why he can just get any project greenlighted. We were talking about this earlier today.
Because on the TV
Last Boy Scout.
Oh, wait, he wasn't Last Boy Scout.
Was it?
No, but he was also Last Action Hero.
Which is also proof that he can do anything.
He has a movie coming out in 2011 called The Camel Wars.
The Camel Wars?
Oh boy.
That's gonna be awesome.
Man, who was last Boy Scout?
Following my trend of making fun of Australians, everybody should go on Wikipedia and look up the Emu War. Because Australia lost a war against animals. It was awesome.
Okay. Oh, Tony Scott was the director of The Last Boy Scout. Okay. Now, he's still going fine.
So anyway, that concludes our lists of awesome Arnold Schwarzenegger roles.
Yeah, and speaking of awesome Arnold Schwarzenegger roles, we're going to be talking about Terminator Salvation. How does that have anything to do with Arnold? Anyways, if you don't want to be spoiled for anything,
please
just you can stop listening right now. And don't forget, you can also send us all your questions and emails at feedback@s-words-podcast.com. Check us out online at www.s-words-podcast.com. You know all this information already. Okay, Terminator Salvation, we saw it. And Dom and Sung, I know you guys haven't. I thought Sung would have seen it. But you guys know this thing already that Arnold's in it,
CG,
right?
There's a CG.
Yeah,
Arnold.
I've heard that.
Okay, well, he's in it, and
it looks pretty good. He's not there for a long time, and maybe that's why, because you can't really get a good look at him. But there's this one shot at his face, and I was like, wow, I didn't know Schwarzenegger was in this movie. He looks so young. Oh, wait, that's probably CG.
It actually looks really good.
Yeah, it looks really good.
It's good,
like
then.
Actually, no, not really good. It looks convincingly good. Like, I wasn't like, what's wrong with Patrick Stewart's face?
Is it that old woman from Total Recall?
It's kind of convincing. I remember they give you two good clear shots of it, and you can still kind of tell it's CG, but it's like, if you didn't know
it looked like he was in the movie and they brushed his face. His face. That's all it looks like.
Yeah, he looks
so
like...
So unlike Wolverine, this movie has good special effects is what you're telling us.
I actually have not that much of a problem with the movie. I thought I was going to. It's just fine. And
I just feel like the action is fine. Like, I feel like a lot of the action... So he shot the chase sequences really good and like a lot of the fight sequences are pretty decent too, but the story was not that
It doesn't well, tell you is, much.
The problem is that they just can't go ahead with the story because, I mean, the only thing that's left is, hey, look, we've beaten Skynet. End of Terminator.
No, they have a big opportunity here. They just didn't really take it. And when you ever do see the film, like, they have Sam Worthington in it, and he's going to be awesome when Avatar comes out later this year. And
I have no idea what Avatar is.
What does it matter?
James Cameron is awesome. Where has he failed?
We were just talking about James Cameron in this show.
I know.
James Cameron wishes he had an S in his name so we could talk about how great he is.
We should make an exception just for James Cameron.
No. Yeah. We are not making exceptions.
Why we're not?
James Cameron.
We talk about James Cameron every couple weeks anyway.
And T2.
Well, all Titanic, right, even Titanic was a great movie.
So, you know, I actually don't have that big of a beef with it. I don't think it deserves a 20% on Rotten Tomatoes, especially since I think Wolverine is rated higher.
Wow. At least it's better than Dance Flick now, finally.
Dude, Dance Flick doesn't hold a chance to make any money this weekend.
I did read Ebert's review on the movie. And
yeah, he hated it.
Yeah, well, he didn't. He said it's a fine action movie. I remember, like, reading his first line and saying, like, it's about whatever what the movie is about. And he's like, a really simple plot. And he goes, and then that lasts for 2 hours.
I don't know. Like, I feel like it must be really hard because Kevin and I were having this discussion about, like, is there an action director who is really good at storytelling as well? And we're like, the only person I could think of is James Cameron.
I'm sure there is a lot.
But, like, we couldn't think of it.
That's consistent.
Yeah, consistently.
Or alive, because I'm thinking Kurosawa.
Oh, well,
but he's
yeah.
not an action director.
No, but there was a lot of action in a lot of his stuff.
Right. Well, like, even like, J.J. Abrams, like, he was a good storyteller, but his action wasn't... It was good, but it was not great. It was like, wow, that's some good action there.
And Star Trek kind of flipped that, actually.
That's some good action there. But no, it was like, I have a hard time finding anyone that could possibly do a Terminator movie just fine. And, I mean, we had Terminator 3 with Schwarzenegger, with Jonathan Mostow, and that really was quite a dud.
Yeah.
In fact, actually, a lot of the action in that just copied the action from T2. They even had the big rig. Speaking of which, Terminator Salvation has a scene rig. With a big rig.
Surprise!
Surprise!
Yep. Except there's no Arnold with it.
Yeah.
No, it's actually fine. Sam Worthington is fine. Christian Bale's not in the movie that much. As you would think.
No, well, okay, he's not as much, but he is still, like, it's half and half between Chris Worthington, basically.
From what I hear, what we're going to see very soon is just going to be a montage of all the times he goes, John Connor!
Mm.
No? Yes?
Not really. Okay. No. I don't remember him very much in the movie. And
he just didn't make a very big impression.
No, Christian Bale.
Christian Bale, yeah.
I don't think he had to spend that much time on the set, really. I kept wondering, where's the scene that he got pissed off at?
Oh, yeah. I was just thinking about that.
Wait, what are you guys talking about?
Remember, he got really pissed off, right?
That one.
The audio clip where he got pissed off at the lighting guy.
The Family Guy where they mocked that.
Yeah, and like I could not figure out which scene where that would happen. The whole time I was like, this is too short. I was like, none of these were like a scene where he had to go really deep into his character and like spend some time to really, you know, get the scene right. It was all very much just like, I'm speaking into a microphone again, now shooting people, now killing people. That's it. Well, Terminators, not people.
Terminators are people too, you know.
Yeah, so I don't know. That really wraps up my thoughts on Terminator Salvation. There is a Schwarzenegger moment in there that is worth it, I think. Actually, this wasn't really that spoilery. Now I think about it. The only thing was that Schwarzenegger is in it, and that's really why we're including
it
with the show.
Spoiler, Kyle goes back in time.
Not in this one.
I know, but still.
Yeah,
just like
yeah.
Saying that.
He goes back in time.
Eventually.
And he's the father of John Connor. And
Sarah Connor Chronicles got canceled?
Yeah.
Yeah.
They kind of pretty much knew it for a long time.
Oh, okay.
Yeah, how would they have known to be able to continue on another season? Like, even if the Terminator movie... They didn't even, like, wait to see if the Terminator movie did well to see whether to continue with the show.
The fact that the ratings were pretty damn low.
They were really that low? Like, yeah. Below 1 point?
No, but that's good enough to cancel it.
Wow.
I don't know, like...
I mean, what's it called? Dollhouse had a little bit more viewers, I believe. But they just barely decided to pass to keep it going.
Wow! But Chuck survived.
Chuck survives.
Chuck survived with a lot of concessions.
Yeah, I know. But still, they can if they know this is their last season. They can actually write the last season.
They had a really lowered budget, right? Is that the
Yeah, they have lower budget. They had to get rid of some cast people, I hear.
Oh, wow.
Yeah.
Yeah, because there's a lot of people in the cast.
Yeah. Especially like the second season, they added a bunch of people.
All right. So that wraps up this episode on Arnold Schwarzenegger. If you have any questions, you can send them to us at feedback@s-words-podcast.com. We're also online at www.s-words-podcast.com, where you can check out all our old episodes and check out the upcoming schedule, which may not always fit the correct way that we think it will. Next week, we're going to be talking about Star Wars. So Star Wars, Star Wars, Star Wars, Star Wars.
Marsha.
And there's also the Twitter account, Mr. Dom's Twitter account at twitter.com/s_words, where we also post some stuff about what's going on with the podcast. And we thank you guys for still sticking with us, even though we skipped 1 week. I'm pretty sure you guys are fine with that. I'm not really sure how we're going to work in the Shin Megami Tensei topic in somewhere down the line. We'll figure it out. I'm pretty sure the special interview with the Atlas folk can take care of that itself. Also because like I was trying to play Shin Megami Tensei Persona 4 for I think the week before we were going to do that. And I got 4 hours in and I was like, wow, 2 of these hours I spent just doing really nothing. But it's actually a fun game other than that. And I don't have the time to finish it because... Yeah, I don't have the time. So that wraps up this show. If you guys have any shout-outs, go ahead and do those first. And anyone with quotes, go later on.
My shout-out is somewhat referencing next week's topic and the last podcast, which is if you go to collegehumor.com, there is a video clip called My Favorite Sci-Fi Movie. If you've seen the new Star Trek movie, watch that. It's very interesting.
I know exactly what you're talking about.
I think you told me about that earlier. Oh, in College Humor, you should also watch How to Get a Girl with Playing a Guitar. That was really funny as well.
Featuring my favorite rock band song, Wonderwall.
And we didn't start the flame war.
Right. Oh, and I want to say hi, Mom.
All right, Dom.
My name is Julius. I'm your twin brother.
Oh, obviously. The moment I sat down, I thought I was looking into a mirror. I also love this one where you're supposed to go, actually, I hate violence, but you're so good at it.
I love that movie.
Hey, do you remember that time at the end of Kenshin where we killed off Kenshin with the disease at the very end of it?
Why did you do that?
What?
I didn't.
Spoiler alert.
Are you tired of your so-called friends ruining the endings of your favorite shows?
Okay, let's start this again.
Hi, I'm Paul Delius Anderson. Hi, I'm Paul W.S. Anderson. I made movies like Alien vs. Predator and Death Race.
I'm McGee. You want to see someone's tits?
Yeah, I do.
Yeah, let's show them to
you. Well, can't. We can't. PG-13 makes more money.
We can show tits in PG-13 now.
No, you can't. Only Titanic.
And these two gentlemen are here to talk to you about the Bubble Boy brand spoiler detector.
Hey, guys, did you know that at the end of The Sixth Sense, he's really a beep?
You mean a ghost?
Bubble Boy spoiler detector, not guaranteed to work.
Not liable for it.
I had the tagline ready. It was,
Optimus dies.
Bubble Boy spoiler detector, protecting you from human contact since 1986.
Darth Vader is Luke's father. It was a sled. Bruce Willis is a ghost. The trees are killing people.
The village is actually in a government preserve.
Water kills aliens.
I'm trying to remember. It's like the last one.
The common cold kills aliens.
Kevin Spacey is Kaiser Soze. What a twist. M. Night Shyamalan is directing The Last Airbender.
Aang is what?
Don't think that really counts.
Spoiler.
He becomes a millionaire at the end of Slumdog Millionaire.
Don't spoil the movie!
He wins.
Ah! In Death Race, there's a race to the death. Go see my movies. Mortal Kombat. Finish him.
Should we get back to this now?
Yeah, I think we're...